Okay, today's daf is Shabbos Kuf Chav Ches, and today we're going to discuss the Tzugya of Tsar Balei Chaim. It comes up here on Kuf Chav Ches and Abayis. The Mishnah says that one is allowed to take a basket and put it down underneath little chicks, that you want the chicks to go up and down on the basket. Kofan es asal lehefnei afrochim, right? And that's what's the Chiddush. Rashi explains that you're allowed to move a kli letzorach hamoksa. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yitzchak that you're not allowed to move it for unless for a its own purpose. So says the right. As Rashi says, Rabbi Yitzchak b'shani lo betzorach lemkomo. That's why you're allowed to move it like that. Rabbi Yitzchak said earlier, Rashi quoted it earlier in the Masechta, in the fourth parak of Ein Kli Nital El Tzorach Davar HaNital. So the Mishnah tells us that that's not true, that you're allowed to move a non-muksa item with Tzorach L'Dvar HaMuksa. So that's what the Mishnah says, Kofan Atah Salaf Nehaf Rochim, Kadesha Ya'alu V'Yerdus, they'll go up and down on it. So it says the Gemara now, Amar Yehuda Marav, Behema Shenafel Amas HaMayim, if an animal falls into an aqueduct of water, into a huge pool, maybe Karvik Sasos, you're allowed to bring pillows, U'meiniach Tachta, and you could put it underneath the animal, and the animal could jump on the pillow in that way to save the animal. Vimalsa also, and if the animal goes up, great, the animal is saved. Says the Gemara, but one second, didn't we learn in the Tosefta, Behem Shavla Basamaya, Mosla Panasa Bimkoma, Bishoshlotamus, right? You're allowed to do something so that the animal doesn't die. Osim Parnasa, you're allowed to save it where it is. But Mashma Parnasa in Karmic Sasoslo, Mashma, you're allowed to save it where it is, but you're not allowed to put pillows and other mats in order to save it so that it comes out. So the Gemara says, Lokasha. It depends if that's possible. Hada efshar b'parnasa, hada efshar b'parnasa. If it's possible to save it without putting the karmic sasos there, then that's what you should do. Efshar b'parnasa in. V'lo, maybe karmic sasos u'miniach tata. And if you need to, then you're allowed to put the items under it if you need. Says the Gemara, kamavata kli mehechano. But one second, when you put the item under it, aren't you being mevatel kli mehechano? As we had earlier, that is, you're creating moksa, because now the animal's going to go on it. You're not going to be able to move it. We had a machlokas earlier in the Masechta, whether Rashi here and Rashi and Tosfos earlier, whether this is bona, whether this is soser, whether this is creating moksa. So mevatel kli mehechano. So how are you allowed to do that? So Gemara answers, well, savar mevatel kli mehechano derabanan. Mevata kli meichano is an issa d'rabanan, even though it's maybe a chomer issa d'rabanan, as we discussed in the world of muksa. Tzar balei chayim d'araisa. Well, tzar balei chayim is a din d'araisa, va'asi d'araisa, v'dachi d'rabanan. And the concept d'araisa of tzar balei chayim will be dochet issa d'rabanan and allow you to violate the issa of mevata kli meichano. That is the Gemara. So tzar balei chayim allows you to violate an issa d'rabanan of mevata kli meichano. The Rambam quotes this concept of Tzar Balei Chaim not in Hilchas Shabbos specifically, at least right here, but quotes it in Hilchas Rotzeach. In Hilchas Rotzeach, the Rambam says, Yud Gimel, Yud Gimel, Hapogeh B'Shnayim, Echad Rovit Tachas Masa'o, V'Echad Parak Me'alav, V'Lo Matzah Mishi Yitinimo. You have the two mitzvahs in front of you. You have the mitzvah of Prika and the mitzvah of Tina. Somebody who's there for you to help load, and one of you is there to help unload. So mitzvah lifrok betchila. First you unload, mitzvah tsar balei chayim, v'achar kach toin, and then you can help load the other one. B'med v'ramur b'shar yishteim son imo ohavim, aval haya echad soni v'echad ohev. If one of them is a sone and one of them is an ohev, so then mitzvah liton im hasone tchila. If your sone is trying to load, then it's better to help him first, then to unload the ohev. K'dei lakuf is yitzhar hara. It's based on the Gemara, in order to be kofa your Yetzahara. Fascinating. But either way, that's where Tzar Balei Chaim comes up, with the Rambam and Hilchos Rotzeach. So before we get to Tzar Balei Chaim, generally, but specifically in our Gemara, what is the Mevata Kli Meichano here? You're being Mevata the Kli when you put the pillow underneath the animal. So what exactly is the Isser? So Rashi, Rashba, Rambam. Rashi says here, the pashas that we would have thought, as we explained it, the mishini cham tachteho, once you put the it under, ein yochel l'taltalam, you can't move it. The domil is soser bin yimid rabbanan, right? It's like soser. You're not going to be able to move it because it is going to be muksa based on the fact that it's under the animal. That is Rashi. If you look in the Rashba, is not so comfortable with Rashi's pshat on the surface till he has explained it. But the problem is, what about the Mishnah here? Kofan es asalaf ne'avrochem. You're allowed to put the basket under the chicks to go up and down on it. So why is that Okay, in our case, is a Mevatel Kli Meichano, says the Rashba. V'lo dami l'kovet es asal l'fnei afrochim, d'shari b'masnisan. Even according to the Mandalmer, also Mevatel Kli Meichano, as we quoted in Perakir earlier. Find a time, the hasam l'kami afrochim, elafisha. There, the chicks go up and down. They're not going to stay there. V'yachol l'africha, you mean mafriach them, you can shoo them away. Aval hacha dilma lo sa'al teirid. Maybe they'll never go down. The dilma mevatel kli meichano kamar. Maybe they'll stay there, and maybe they won't come off, and therefore you will be mevatel kli. But that's how Rashi explains Rashi, that here is a chance that they might stay instead of coming down. If you look in the Rambam doesn't mention anything in this context of the animal, but what's the issue? The Rambam says, because you're throwing this pillow into the water, and it's going to get ruined. Says the Rambam, Chaf Hei Chaf Vav, towards the end of Perek Chaf Hei, Behema Shafel Labor, Olam Asamayim, an animal falls in, Im Yachol Litan La Parnasim Im Koma, if you can save the animal where it is, Befarnes Din Osa Adamotzi Shabbos, Vim Lav, Mevi Karm Vixasus, Meniach Tachteha, Vim Osa Alsa, if you could put it in there and it goes up, great, Vi Afal Pishim Avato Klimechano, Why Shahare Mashlicho Labor Litoch Hamayim, right, you're ruining it, therefore you're not going to be able to use it, Bevnei Tzar Bale Chayim Lo Gazru, but still, Mitzvah Sabal Chaim Lo Gazer, says the Magen Mishnah, Beer Dvarav, Ve'enem Ruin Lishtamish Bohen, Bo'ud Hamayim Aleihem. Right? You're not going to be able to use them while the water is in them, not because of the animal, because of the water. And he quotes Rashi, and he quotes the Rashba, and he says, according to the Rambam, there's no kash of the Rashba. Ve'im Divei Rabbeinu, Ink on Kushe Klal. Nothing to do with the animal, it has to do with the being soaked in the water, and therefore, there is no problem. Another nafkamina between the language of the Rambam and the Rashba is, by Mevatel Kli Meichano, is it only a Vadai Mevatel, or even Dilma? Remember, the Lashon of the Rashba was Dilma. Dilma, and that's already enough to be Usser. The Rambam's case, Pashas, is a Vadai. That's what the Bach says in Simen Shin He, after quoting this Machlokas. Mashma de Ba'alma, filu hecha deleke ela safek bitul Kli Meichano, nami Usser, according to the Rashba. Ulaha Rambam, upirish Rashi, Ba'alma leke Yisur el hecha de Bevadai, Bevadai Kli Meichano, the Besafek, Lo Hichmiru. That is the Machlokas, Rashi and Rashba, Rashi and the Rambam versus the Rashba, according to the Bach. Okay, so, but the Gemara says, this Isser, of whatever it is, Mavadah Kli Meichano, this Isser Drabanan, is pushed aside because of Tsar Balei Chayim. Ask the Achronim, why don't we just say, isn't it easier just to lift the animal out? That's also an Isser Drabanan. Are you allowed to lift the animal out if that is what you need to do? So the Magen Avraham discusses this, and Pashta says that it seems like, why did the Gemara suggest this? Would have been much easier for the Gemara to suggest this. Simen Shin Hei, where this comes up, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha. Beim Shavla B'Samayim, Im Amayim Amukim, Uvebrekach Ein Yochol L'Farnasa Bim Koma. If the water is shallow, then leave the animal there and give him some food while the animal's there. But if the water is deep and he can't, so maybe Karmik Sassus V'Rosin Tachteh Mishum Tzar Balei Chaim Avu Bishem Aval Tekli Meichano. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Now says the Magen Avraham, Dahuda Raisav Dachi Bitul Meichano Dahuda Rabbanan. V'im Tomar, he quotes the Rashba, Salaf Ne'afrochim, and then he quotes the Rambam, and then he says, maybe only Karm V'Ksasos of a big day Malbush that's roy to get wet wouldn't be a problem, according to the Rambam, because then you're not ruining it. You could wear it even when it is wet, because it'll dry. But then the Magen Avraham says, but you Pashtus, you see from here though, because it's not mentioned, Aser La'alosa Biyadayim. Umashma, Diafagav Dikatsar Balechayim Aser. Even though this is also the Sidrabanan, to handle an animal on Shabbos is Drabanan, just like Mevatel Kli is Drabanan. So why can you handle the animal? De Einlan Ladamos, Gzeros Chachamim Zelazeh. We can't compare Gzeros Drabanan. Diej Dvarim Shemidu, Afil Bakam Kares, Ayin Simon, Tzavtali Chasiviot. Upasha demutu loma la'akum la'alosa, k'moshakasav sifchav. So, achum renakula, says the Magen Avraham, you cannot lift the animal up straight, because even though that's also asad Rabbanan, the Rabbanan didn't mention that heter. So it must be that you can't compare. Can't be bedama milsa la'milsa. But amir la'akum would be okay. Amir la'akum, that would be a shvus to shvus, but welcome tzar ba'lechayim, that would be okay. But if you look at other mefarshim, if you look in the Piskei Rid, but it's also quoted here in the Shulta Giborim. The Shulta Giborim, Daf Nun Aleph, and Aleph, and the Daf Yariv, quotes the Riaz, right, his Zeta. Omori Zekedi Arav Omer, She'im E'efshar Ayidei Karmik Sassos, Mutter La'alosa Bi'adayim, Shur tzar ba'lechayim Yisur Menatorah, V'hitiru Isser Shal Divrei Sofrim, V'pnei Isser Shal Torah. Right? You're allowed to violate the Isser Midir Sofrim of the Isser Shal Torah. That's what the Shulchan Gibarim says. That's what the Sfasemes says right here also. Again, all of a bothered. Why doesn't it mention this? Maybe it's better if you could if you don't have to touch it directly. It's more chamor. But that's what the Sfasemes also says. L'chara kasha. L'fizeh amaylo hitra adi karvik sasos. V'lo alo subi adayim. V'sir tiltol abayim bi adayim lo avi la durabanan. V'haya nira de b'emez gamzeh mutter. El lechad chila tfei adif lahatir lahaniach karim viksasos. He says, I look in the Magen Avram. I look in the Rush. But that is what the Shulchan Aruch Harav also paskins. If there's no other way, one would be able to take the animal itself. Other applications of the animal itself, the Har Tzvi, Rav Tzvi Pasach Frank, in Arach Chaim Siman Reish Beis, talks about that there are a lot of chickens in a room, and one of the chickens is getting attacked by the other chickens. Are you allowed to take that chicken out so it doesn't get victimized? She'ela b'davar hamatsui b'tarnagolim she'noshchem zed zeh ad she'nokvim es b'nei me'ayim. You're going to make one's going to make the other one into a trefa. Irashoy lahatzil tarnagoles minashichasanu lahotzia biyadayim mehalul. Can you take it out? Kvashekvoter also don lahatir mitam shehu b'makam hefsid. Right, you. The questioner said shemi mudak called the makam hefsid. Imki kasva mechaber diyesh batir and latalta mosu drama muksa mitay latzil avrei adveika. Oh me anasim abom lagoz makam seida ein lachush lisher muksa. Ah, you quoted that mishum hefsim meruba. You're allowed to move muksa. Like for kasva magen Avram. The Magen Avraham says, "Dafka mipnei halistim, o mipnei hadleika itiru, shadaver bahul." Maybe it's not just a hefsid mamon in general, but maybe it's only because of bahul, and you might come to violate the yisud araisa. Aval mishum hefsid acher, but on other type of loss, going to yarduk shamim alaschora hamuksa. If rain's going to come, l'kol yamos l'taltel. Then you wouldn't be. So even though the Shulchan Aruch seems to say l'kula by hefsim meruba, maybe it's only a certain type of hefsim meruba where we're choshish, you're going to do the daraisa. Ella sheish lo dul mahatir b'nidon dem mitzur tzar balechayim. But I think, says the Har Tzvi, maybe mishun tzar balechayim mishvi mutter. Shalachora mishun tzar balechayim mutter l'talto muksa. But pashtus, you can't be metalto muksa for tzar balechayim. Kib de bevor barambam. He goes to different rabbam in Hilchos Shabbos. Chaf alaf yud. Dim haisa behemto to una sakim gdolim. Umaleim kleis chuchis porek benachas. Umikomakom lo yenichem sham al gabe behem mishun tzar balechayim. So he says, B'Shulchan Aruch, he quotes about other cases of Roch V'Lal Gabe Behema. So towards the end, he says, L'dash Yol Tiki Borim, like we just quoted, Hitiru L'Talto Kol Muksa, B'Shem Tzah B'Lechayim L'Rabos Gam Behema Shenafla, L'dash HaBach V'Eli Yoraba, Gam Ramin HaMecholik Al Yol Tiki Borim, Shegam E Efshar Dekar Muktasas Mutu Al Osu V'Yadayim, V'Yavla Magen Avram, he says, Shishlom Shal Hechmer El Bahala. Maybe even the Magen Avram was only Machmer by taking the El animal up, like holding it. Ava betilto ba'al molodir b'yakol yish lahatir mishom tzar balechayim l'chei b'nido didon yish lahatir lahatir l'satanagolas. You could save the chicken. Others, the Shmir Shabbos also discusses what about saving a fish that's going to be eaten by the bigger fish. Are you allowed to take it out of the aquarium? Another a case of actually touching the animal. A big discussion, which already starts in the rush, right here, is the issue of chaliva. Says the Rush here in Simin Gimel, after quoting our Gemara about Mevatak Limechanu being Mutter Mishum Tzar Balechayim, Mikan Hite Rabbeinu Meir Zal Lilmod Linachri Sheyachlov Espehento B'Shabbos. You could tell a non-Jew to milk your cow on Shabbos, because again, if the animal has milk and cannot get milked, it's painful. Shabbehema mitztara meirov hachalav shebedadeha v'tzar balechayim daraisa dochi shvus damira lenachri. So you could tell a goy to milk the cow on Shabbos in order to the animal not being in pain. If you look in the Karban Esanel, Yachlos Behento B'Shabbos, Mashva Afilu Hachalav Mutter LiYisrael. What about the milk? What about, you don't say anything about the milk? So the Karban Esanel says maybe the milk could be Mutter LiYisrael. Avo B'Beis Yosef B'Shem HaKobo Oser Hachalav B'Shabbos B'Shem Mashkin Shezavu V'Kein Pasak B'Shulchan Aruch V'Gam Tzarech L'Knoso B'Davar Mu'a Min Anach V'Shlo Yenirik HaCholev LiYisrael. Look in the Rush in Elam Mitzias. Motulam al Nachri lachalav behema v'yital lachalav la'atzma ratzalomer hanachri v'chulu. That's what the Rush says b'feirish, that he could take it himself. Again, this is a big topic. Halacha l'maisa, all the dairy farms in Israel milking the cows on Shabbos. The Shmir Shabbos is a whole separate section regarding this. again, there's different ways of doing it with Goyim or even just with machines. Have the animals go into the machines, and the machines are on a certain timer, and they will milk the cows. The shail is, what about who's the milk going to go to? Is it holech le'ibud? Is it you put some put it on the floor? You're allowed to save any of it. This is a tremendous amount of money, but that's what the Shmir Shabbos says in Siman Parachav Zayin. Aser lach loveim b'Shabbos. Let's start with the basics. It's aser to be cholev to milk a cow on Shabbos, right? That's the iser of dash according to the Rambam. And the quotes on the bottom, the Igros Chazonish, that if you're with milk a lot, that every grogeris is a separate iser. Even to milk where the milk is going to go straight into food is going to be usser. Even though usually squeezing a fruit onto a food is mutter, but here squeezing milking the cow would be a problem. Exactly what the Rosh says, but you could be mecholi by nachri at tzar balechayim. V'zui haderecha betucha bioser lihimana michal Shabbos. That's the best way to not violate Shabbos. Cholav, and then it says in the footnote, cholav shenechla ba'achas adrochim hamutaros beina yidei nachri beina yidei mechona kfish yivuar, milk that was milked in a mutter way, either through a guy or through a machine. Also, l'shtosos bo bayom. You're not allowed to drink it that day. V'gam l'taltalo aser v'reshu muksa. And also, even to move it, it is muksa. U'b'mwaso ayom, mutter l'shtosos achal v'yad. V'yitzorach l'hamten shir b'chdei shi'ase. You don't have to wait b'chdei shi'ase. As we said, that's only for a concept of a guy doing malacha, so he doesn't come to do it extra for you even earlier. But if it's a Jew or a machine, then it would be okay. Be'ein nachri, continues the Shvir Shabbos. What if there is no goy? So what do? Yachlov le'ibud. So your lachlov, you're allowed to milk it where it goes to ibud, where it goes to the floor. Hayinush yachlov v'tol kli ma'us, shahachalov lo yehei roi l'shtia, right on the floor, or put some soap in the pail. O l'tol kli sheishbo nef, shahuchan me'erev Shabbos. So yachlov ala aretz, avalo yachlov v'tol ha'kli. Gam in bedaito l'shpoch hazachal v'achara li'ibud. Even if you're going to pour li'ibud after, you can't have it into the kli, and then, because even in that moment, it would be not holich li'ibud. V'ashem atov, and he adds a line, which is very unusual for the Shmir Shabbos. He hardly has any musar or machshava there. It says, V'ashem atov yimalei et chesronam. Hashem should fill and pay back the money that's lacking. Shall Eila Hamosim as Nafsham al Kim Torasinu Akadosha. Because it's hard to do this to if you don't have a guy. What about machines? This is how I think most work today. Meshach Shinimseis Bo Machonas Chaliva. Efshar Lishtamish Babishabis. Vamachuna Tsri Chalios Mechuberis Lishaon. Right? What do? You have the machine, the milking machines set to a timer. Asher Yechaved Mi Ba'od Yom. So that it's set from Friday. Kedei Lahafil Ulahafsik Pulasali Timizumanos. So it starts and stops every couple of whatever minutes, hours. Chibra machona el atine habehema yaseh bezman sheina machona mufelas. You tie the machine to the udders of the cow while the machine is not on, and then when it goes on, it'll milk. Hayesorah habares machona el atine behema b'shasha behema mufelas. If you have to tie it to the animal when it's on, yachlov ala aretz kedei shachalav yelch liibud. So then you have to holech liibud so that it is not going to be saved, and one wouldn't violate in this case. Again, big footnotes here and a major issue that comes up. In general, Tzar Balechayim, we can't not mention, what is the source for Tzar Balechayim? So it starts with Rashi right here. Rashi right here is one of the main sources. Rashi says the source of, the Gemara says Tzar Balechayim Daraisa, but doesn't give a source. Rashi quotes, Azov Tazov Imo. Right, the source is that of the mitzvah prika of unloading. The Meiri says here, "Sat lo sachsom shor b'disho." Right, not muzzling one's animal. Right, not muzzling one's animal. Number two, if you have to look in the Ritva in Shidim Kubetzes and Mamatzia Lamed Beis Halacha Lamoshe Misinai. Right, so many different sources. If you look in the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim in Chelak Gimel Perag Yud Zayin, Lama Hikises Ason Cha. Right? Why? Amahiki says Asan Chaz. Eshalosh Megalim. Why are you hitting me? The donkey says to Bilam. Why are you hitting me? Hakadosh Baruch Hu sent the Malach to be Mochiach Bilam, and that's our Balechayim. Or the Sefer Charedim says V'chalachta Bedrachav. Chalachta Bedrachav. Mahu Racham Avatar Racham. So many different sources. What's the message? What's the message? Right? The Rosh Chodesh Yavid says because you're supposed to give your animal to food before you eat. Sam Sofer Tov Hashem Lakov Rachamav Kol Masav. Right, so all different sources. It says Rav Asher Weiss in Dvarim and Simin Nun Aleph, and also in Breishis, that maybe this is an example. The fact that there are so many different sources for this halacha really means there is no source. Really, the source is Ratzon Hashem. It's something that you know by reading between the lines of all the rest of the Torah. You know this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and you know this is a value that we would hold of, even if it's not Mefurash. The Tzivi is not Mefurash. Ratzon Hashem. You know HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this. This comes up very often. He says this by the two examples that the Minchas Asher always gives is Tzar Balachayim and the Mitzvah of Chinuch. The Mitzvah of Chinuch is Derabanan. Is it on the father? Is it on the son? The lumdis, but what does that mean that it's drabanan? But on a daraisa level, we don't have to educate our children. We could send them to public school and not give them a Jewish education. Drabanan were machadish. To give them a Jewish education. That's why Avraham Avinu was loved by Hashem. Ki yadativ. He taught his children. So what's the answer? Of course, chinuch is ratzon Hashem. Right? The details might be drabanan, but the concept is for sure ratzon Hashem, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. But again, there are many other examples of this. But this is what he says, both in Dvarim and in Breishis. Tsar Balei Chaim. But again, Lamaisa, one could violate a Darabanan, Pashas for Tsar Balei Chaim, but a Daraisa, one would not be able to violate even for Tsar Balei Chaim. Okay, we'll stop here.